Snap Studios.
If you could split yourself in two, and everything you want to do, your twin could manage in your stead, while you stay home asleep in bed to fight the shadow no one knew, or would you curse the both of you? You're traveling the dark path of Spooked. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From KQED and PRX, you've crossed over to Spooked.
People often ask how it is I get to tell the stories I do on this show. Well, my people get mad at this glimpse behind our tightly closed doors, this peek behind the curtain. And the truth is, my family, they don't listen to this program. In fact, I doubt my mother and father know it exists. I'm not saying it's a secret. It's like anything else in my family. Just another thing you don't talk about. And the notion of me openly discussing the mystery, diving into the very moments that make the least sense, wow. I know that mine is not the only family where this simply isn't done. A thing is, or it isn't. We do not discuss the shade in the chair at the dinner table. No. We simply pull up another chair beside it and ask someone to please pass the salad. That is enough. Don't look it in the eye, talking words about it, naming it for what it is, not us. That way only leads to ruin, to catastrophe. But I wonder sometimes if perhaps we should ask, who is that at the dinner table with us? What do they want? And why are they here? Spook starts. This is special. This is family. Tell everyone to leave you alone for the next few minutes because, unlike our normal modus operandi, Spook producer Annie Nguyen, she didn't go too far afield for this story. Mm-mm. No, not today. Because today, Annie asked her own father to tell her a secret. And now we know where Annie gets it. Spooked.
Thank you. My dad's always really good at picking up the phone and helping out whenever I need him. He's there for any car problems, big house moves, and he's always there to make sure I have a steady supply of dried shrimp. I know that my dad loves and cares for me, but it really bothers me that when you get us both in the same room, he and I don't really talk much. I usually try to ask him about car mechanic work and his past life in Vietnam. But he gives me a quick answer, scarfs down some food, and runs into the living room to check on the sports game. But one day, I started talking to him on the phone about Spooked, and I asked my dad about his experiences with ghosts. I thought it wouldn't go anywhere, but I was wrong, and he started talking. Má của ba có bao giờ kể chiếc cốt chuyện cho ba không?
Có. Má của ba kể cho ba nghe là hồi xưa.
Did grandma ever tell you any scary stories?
Yeah. My mom told me once when she was walking alone late at night, she saw this figure, and then she realized it was a ghost.
So má có sợ ấm? And when you heard the story, like, were you scared?
Ba chỉ sợ trời, sợ đất thôi, không sợ má.
Me? No, I'm just scared of heaven and hell. I'm not scared of ghosts.
Xem bây giờ ba có tin ma mà không có tin.
But how about now? Do you believe in ghosts or not?
I don't believe in ghosts. But there is this weird thing that happened.
Cái năm 1995 ba mới về. Anh em tập trung tới cái nhà ông nội đó.
In 95, I went home to Vietnam. My brothers, my sisters, we were all together at my dad's home. We're all sitting at a super long table. We're eating dinner. You know, it's like a party.
Giống như party vậy đó. Là over 20 people, you know. A lot of people.
So friends and family from all over the village came to celebrate my dad's homecoming. It's a big deal because it's a small village. At most, there were 20 homes there, so everyone was really close. Like when there was a flood, most of the village huddled on my grandpa's place on the top floor. People looked out for one another, and they also partied a lot. In Vietnamese, there's a word just for eating, drinking, and hanging out. Đi nhậu.
Là vừa có thịt gà, thịt vịt, thịt heo.
There's chicken, duck, pig, and shrimp. It's loud and chaotic. People are eating and drinking, talking, smoking. But I don't smoke.
Tóm lại rồi cuối cùng mà.
And then at the end of dinner, the real reason that everyone is here comes up. Finding the lost caskets.
Là đề tài mà để tìm mã mồ đó. Anh của ba nói là mã hồi trước ông nội cho ông chỗ.
My eldest brother says, the graves that dad buried a while ago, they're missing. We don't know where they are.
What had happened was the Communist Party forced my grandpa to move the family graves so that the party could use the land to farm. My grandpa had moved three of our family's coffins. Auntie number 6, Nguyen Thi Thuong, my dad's younger sister, Nguyen Thi Han, and his older brother, Nguyen Huy Mai. My grandpa took care of the graves, but when he got sick, he had to stop. And when he died, the whereabouts of the graves died with him. And this was a big problem.
Là theo cái phong cái cách tâm của Việt Nam á.
In our culture, we believe that the dead help the living and the living help the dead.
For the dead to do well in the afterlife, they need the living to do a slew of rituals like taking care of the graves, lighting incense, and cooking their favorite meals. In turn, the dead protect the family. But because the graves were missing, the family started experiencing a series of unfortunate events.
Mà mình không có lo được mã mồ thành ra con cái nó mới xảy ra chuyện này chuyện.
People say if you lose the graves, your kids can't make a living or do well in school. Like in my house, everyone is worrying. My sister, she is always sick. And my brother had a daughter that passed away in a freak accident. Then other bad things happened. We often think back of the missing graves.
Thì ở trong nhà ba đó là ở Việt Nam á, người ta họ mới đi coi thầy.
So my siblings went to a psychic and the psychic said that the am, the dead people, they hate us. They're upset that we're alive and not taking care of our dead ancestors. So they curse us.
While everyone is arguing about what to do, my dad's eldest brother speaks up.
We need to find the coffins, so let's split up. So we go from person to person and divvy up the task. But I say to everyone, if we don't know where the coffins are, how are we even going to bring anything home? My cousin says, there's this teacher who can help. Long ago, she was a regular villager, but one day, the dead possessed her. Then she had this ability to speak to the dead.
When my dad's cousin says teacher, he doesn't mean like a school teacher. In Vietnam, teacher is an umbrella word for people who are deeply in touch with the spiritual world. You go to them to get back at your ex, curse your landlord, or find the dead. That's the kind of teacher my dad's cousin was talking about.
My cousin says, my son went to that teacher. What had happened was, he had just bought land. Then he built a house, and then late at night, my son's wife had gone to bed. But she had been woken up by two shadowy figures that kept walking back and forth in their house. They seemed like two ghost children. She was horrified. So my cousin met this teacher, and the teacher said, that house you built, there are two dead people buried underneath there. That's why they wander the house. So my cousin asked, how can I get rid of them? And the teacher said, you need to gather their remains and relocate their bodies somewhere else.
My cousin, go back and
So your cousin, was he able to dig up and find the bodies?
Yes, two people. There were two corpses. They scooped them up and they buried them somewhere else. After that, the family never saw the two ghosts again. After everyone hears this story, we all agree that we should visit this teacher. And then everyone says that I should be the one to go, because they say that I am lucky. But I also want to go, like deep in my body, I am curious.
The next day, my dad hops on a moped and zips along the highway, passing rice paddies and tobacco fields. Then he turns onto the long dirt road, and finally, he arrives at the teacher's house.
I arrive in the evening, and her house is pretty shabby. There's a huge crowd.
A lot of people go.
A lot of people go, like 200 people. They're all waiting outside to go in. So I have to stay overnight. I sleep outside. Then finally, in the morning at 11 a.m., they call my name.
Gia đình của anh Hường, gia đình của anh Hường.
Mà vô trong mình mới thấy khác lạ. Người ta họ thờ nhiều lắm. Họ thờ Phật quá trời.
Once inside the home, I start to think, this is odd. She prays to so many gods.
Chỗ nào cũng thấy Phật không?
Like, there are so many altars and incense. I can't imagine how anyone could pray so much.
Mà ba cũng không hiểu sao người ta họ... Họ thờ dưới vậy. Ở dưới cũng có mà trên cũng có luôn.
Then we go upstairs and the teacher tells me to pray. I start praying. She lights an incense. I do the same. She smiles. She looks so gentle and relaxed.
Giống như cái smile rất là nhẹ nhàng.
Then she asked me, what do you need?
Thì ba nói ba của con hồi đó.
I tell her, my dad has three coffins that were buried in the sand, but we don't know where they are. Is it possible for you to channel him so we can find the graves? She says, in your house, there is a special altar for one of your important ancestors. Batoko, why didn't you talk to her? Why'd you come here? I said, I don't know. I just heard that you're the person that finds lost graves. But now that I know, I'll go ask Batoko. But since I'm already here, can you give me some advice?
She puts her hands together and prays and starts mumbling something. I have no idea what she's doing, but she keeps on mumbling. And then her hands and feet start shaking. All of a sudden, her body just changes. I look into her face and it isn't rosy anymore. So pale. Her eyes are bulging. It's not normal.
Mắt người ta họ láo liên, họ trạnh lắm, khác khác bình thường. Cứ bà nhập lên bà nói cái giọng con trai, nghe cái giọng giống như ông nội vậy đó.
Then in my dad's voice, she says,
"Son, is that you?"
I say, "Yeah. Greetings, Dad." Then he asked me,
"When did you come home to Vietnam?"
Then I wonder, how does this lady know that I came home?
"Well, since you've come home, are you doing good?"
I say, "I'm doing well."
"Are your kids well?"
I say, "They're doing good." Then I say, "How is Mom down there? Is she well?" He says,
"She's doing well. All my brothers and sisters are here too."
Okay, I want to speak to Mom. But he says,
"You can't speak to her. She's busy. She's not home. She's out having fun."
Then the teacher starts shaking and my dad says,
"All right then, I'm leaving."
Then the teacher returns back to normal. She asked me,
"Chú mày đi ra đây để mà tìm lại mã mồ này kia được hả?"
"You came here to find the graves, right?" I say, "Yes. Can you please show me?"
Cứ bà đọc bà nó kìa, chờ xíu. Cứ bà thắp hương, bà làm gì đó mình không biết.
She lights incense and all of a sudden, she looks like she's getting possessed again. When I look into her eyes, they look off.
Đôi khi mình nhìn cái cặp mắt bà đó, nó khác lạ.
They are bulging and they look harsh and mean.
Nó trợn trợn khó, đó là nó dữ.
Then she asks,
"Sir, what village do you come from?"
The person talking isn't her. She is speaking very formally. She doesn't sound happy.
Phát âm nó cũng khác luôn. Nó giống như nghiêm chỉnh vậy đó. Nói chuyện cứ kiểu không có vui.
I told her, "I come from Sâm Chai." She says,
"You need to go to the village tomorrow. Go down the main road and at the very end, make a right. Then go down half a kilometer where you will see two huge tombstones. Turn right. There you'll see a giant palm tree. From the palm tree, step forward 5 steps. There you will find the graves that you are looking for."
Cái người mà nhập cho bà run vậy.
She starts shaking again.
Run vậy cứ bà đi.
And then she is done. After hearing everything, I was shaken. It all seemed so unexpected. It felt like I was sitting right in front of my dad.
Cái người cứ bà run á, cái mặt của bà đổi. So with her body shaking and her face changing colors, weren't you scared?
Không, bà bình thường.
Nah, I was normal.
Không dám đâu.
Ai làm gì làm kệ, mình cứ ngồi bình thường.
Other people might be scared, but I just sat and answered whatever was asked.
Trời ơi, bà nói sao? Người ta bị nhập. Oh my God, you're lying. If a person gets possessed and their voice changes, aren't you a little bit scared?
Không, bà không sợ. Người bà rất.
No, I'm not scared. My body is super awake. I'm not scared of that. That's me. But yeah, lots of people would be scared. So I go home. I let everyone know what went on. Now, even though the teacher tells us that we should leave tomorrow, our stomachs are so hot and impatient that we want to leave right away.
Anh em rủ nhau đi xuống làm thử.
So we leave at midnight on our mopeds.
It's difficult to see, so we take our flashlights.
Đèn pin mà loại đèn lớn nè, nó sáng lắm.
We go to the exact spot the teacher describes. We dig and dig.
Mình đào lên coi thử thì có không? Cái đào lên không có gì trơn.
But we can't find the graves.
Không có gì.
So we go home. We go back to the teacher and she tells us to bring her a handful of dirt from that spot. So we bring her the dirt and she says,
đúng rồi, bây giờ về làm lại y như vậy.
Yeah, this is right. Now go home and do it again, but first go pray to Batoko. She will possess one of your family members. And that person will help you out.
6 giờ sáng đi, 5-6 anh em giờ nó đi xuống. Chúng cũng mang đồ đầy đủ hết.
At 6 a.m., 5 or 6 of us head to the spot. Before going out, we ask for help at Batoko's altar.
Trước khi đi ra mộ, mình vô miếu đó, mình xin Batoko á. Có gì bà giúp cho mình.
Then we take a few mopeds and head out. Your uncle's Honda has a sidecar, and in the sidecar there are 3 new coffins. We drive along the path that the teacher showed us. On the way, I look around and I see cemeteries and palm trees. And finally arrive at the white sand beach. We find 2 tombstones. We look right and there's that super big palm tree. We take 5 steps to arrive at the spot, just like the teacher said.
Thì tới đó bắt đầu sửa, mọi người tập trung hết lại, bắt đầu soạn hết.
We all huddle up and set up incense, candle lights, wine, fruits.
Hương đèn, rượu, đồ trái cây.
We arrange it on the sandy floor and start praying. Then I light an incense and say, we come here to find the lost caskets. We burn the paper gold and money. We sprinkle medicine and salt. Then right when we finish praying, my nephew starts shaking. He looks like a crazy person. I think he got possessed by Batoko.
Nó như người điên vậy đó. Cứ nó nhả tới chỗ này nó moi đất lại kìa.
Then he jumps to a spot and he starts clawing at the dirt with his bare hands. He hits the floor.
Moi đất nó đập ngay chỗ đó.
And we mark the dirt to remember that spot. Then he claws at a second spot and we mark that spot. He scratches at the third spot and we put something there as well.
Móc chỗ thứ ba mình bỏ ngay chỗ đó. Họ chỉ xong rồi cứ họ bỏ đi.
Then Batoko leaves my nephew's body. She disappears and he looks normal again.
Sau khi trở lại thì thấy nhìn lại bình thường.
Anh nhập xong mà anh back.
But after he was finished being possessed, like, did you even ask or check to see if he was okay?
Không hỏi, không nói gì hết.
No, no asking or checking. Whatever he clawed, we just marked the spot and started digging.
Người thì cút đất rồi đưa ra, người thì đào.
My sibling starts digging at the first mark. Someone else brings over one of the coffins so it's ready to go. My younger brother digs about 3 feet deep and then he says,
oh, anh Hương đào lên đầu nè, đầu thấy có mã rồi nè.
Oh, brother Hương, we dug it up. I can see the casket.
Cứ bà nói, oh, vậy được rồi, để bà coi thêm.
I say, okay, let me see. Everyone crowds over. It looks exactly like a coffin.
Ba chấm là ba coi, mọi người cũng chấm là coi, thì thấy y như cái mã vậy. Ba nói vậy thôi, đào cho hết đi.
I said, keep on digging. Let's finish and find all 3. Only then we will know.
Đào xong đi đã. Đào xong luôn 3 cái đi đã, rồi mình mới biết.
Then we go to the second spot. We dig and we hit a large plank. And that plank turns out to be another old coffin. When I touch it, it falls apart.
Hai đầu ba mới nói vậy thôi, đào cái thứ ba luôn.
I said, okay, the third spot.
Đào cái thứ ba xuống, thấy luôn 3 cái liên tục luôn.
We dig and find the third coffin. Just like the teacher said. After seeing the coffins, I think,
thấy mã thì lúc đó ba mới nghĩ là đúng.
The teacher was right.
Nghĩ là bà nó mới cho đúng.
So we finish up. We head out, and that night we go to Batoko's altar with fruits. And soon after, you know, I return to the U.S., and ever since my family in Vietnam, they've been taking care of the graves.
But isn't there maybe a chance that someone put fake caskets there?
Không, Họ chỉ đâu mà mình đào đúng là đúng.
No, when we dug, we found the coffins. How could it be fake?
But some tại sao ba biết cái này không phải? But like, how did you know that it wasn't someone else's casket?
Mình phải tin cái còn nếu mà mình không tin thì thôi mình đi hốc làm gì?
Well, we had to believe. If we didn't, what was the point of going?
Xem bây giờ tìm được rồi á, nó có may mắn cho dành. So now that you were able to find it, was your family luck restored? Did anything change?
Thì sau này á, sau chừng khoảng
yeah, like about a year and a half later, the house was finally peaceful.
Mà sao bà biết nó bình yên?
Thì trước đó có bà chị.
We had a sister that was sick, and then she was no longer sick.
Cuộc đời của ba nó có đổi không? And did your life change?
Ba thì thấy bình thường. Đối với ba thì ba thấy cũng bình thường.
My life? It seems the same.
Nhưng mà ba thấy nhiều khi ba nghĩ cũng có một cái lạ lắm.
But when I think about it, there is this weird thing.
Cái lúc nào ba hết tiền cái là tự nhiên nó lại có tiền. Có công việc làm.
Whenever I run out of money, suddenly money comes in.
Mỗi lần ví dụ bơ win football này cái bơ thua cái nó hết trơn tiền. Cái bắt đầu tuần tới tự nhiên công việc nó vô làm ào ạt.
And whenever I bet on football and lose all my money, the following week there is tons of extra work that comes in.
Dễ quá, may mắn quá, tốt quá. My dad's usually super busy with sports and it's hard to get FaceTime with him. So I was surprised that we talked for over 8 hours. And towards the end, I realized that one day my dad would also die and that I'd need to take care of him. So I asked him where he wanted to be buried. He said next to his parents in the village. Then I asked him if he minded where I was buried. He said he'd love for us to be buried together so that we could stay together in the afterlife. But that ultimately, it was for me to choose. Shortly after,
okay, xong chưa?
He got antsy about the basketball game starting.
No,
not yet. I need to ask another question. Do you have time, or should I ask another day?
No, let's just do it once. You speak so much.
Are you hungry?
No, not hungry. Just ask whatever you need and let's finish.
Đó rồi đi, con cần gì con cứ hỏi ba đi, ba trả lời cho nó.
Big thanks to Papa Nguyen. We sure love your daughter Annie Nguyen who produced this story. And love and thanks as well to our voice actor, George Q. Nguyen. Please understand that the translation was condensed for clarity. The original score was by Renzo Gorio. It was produced by Annie Nguyen. Spooksters, we walk this dark path together, Spook Season 6. Maybe your father has a story too. A story he's hidden from you until now. Tell me about it. Spooked at snapjudgment.org. There is nothing better than a spook story from a spook listener. And of course, the very best way to let the dark side know you spooked is by sporting spook gear, the t-shirt of your dreams, available right now at snapjudgment.org. And remember, if you like your storytelling under the bright light of day, if you like storytelling that will change your life, get the amazing, stupendous Snap Judgment podcast. It's storytelling with a beat. Spook was created by the team that senses the change in season deep in their bones. Everyone except for Mark Ristich, because he's a shorts guy. There's Anna Sussman, our chief spooksters, Eliza Smith, Annie Nguyen, Chris Hambrick, Laura Newsom, Leon Morimoto, Renzo Gorio, Davey Kim, Teo Takat, Marissa Dodge, Zoe Frigno, Tiffany DeLisa, Ann Ford, Doug Stewart, and Isaiah Sims. The Spook theme song is by Pat Mesiti Miller. My name is Gun Washington, and remember, even if you think you know someone, they're always holding one story back. Just like the shadow keeps a secret or two in reserve, you too, you need a plan B. The best course of action I can advise is to never, ever, never, ever, never, ever turn out the lights. This story was summoned in the dark of night by KQED and PRX.